Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey,
Rex. Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC. Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Hey, yo, what's good, buddy? Let's let them ride one more time. What's good? We welcome you in here to the Tuesday, June 3rd edition. D-Lo and KC, I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
What are you doing with him?
What's up, man?
It took a little while yesterday for me to find that.
It took us a whole segment.
It did take the whole segment.
Let me ask you something.
It did take the whole segment.
Did anything go right for you yesterday?
Trying to think.
I get Friday was great for you, but did anything go right for you yesterday?
I mean, it's hard. It's hard to figure out if anything did.
Okay.
I mean, I made it. I made it to Tuesday.
Well, so we were on the air, right? So if
we're on the air.
We're on the air.
And I'm here. Like, I'm physically here, so I guess
that's a plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Outside of that, it was rocky.
Real quick, do you want to take another vacation this week? Well, maybe on Friday, take Friday off or something?
All right, man. Well.
Oh, okay, because you're hoping someone, a Hall of Famer, might pop up while I'm away?
Vivek probably show up. We'll get that exclusive with Vivek.
Just take Fridays off.
Don't bother me any. I mean, hey, y'all go ahead and cook. Y'all can march Hall of Famers through through this door if I get that extra day. It works for me.
Oh,
I got a lot of questions about what happened while I was gone too. I got a lot of questions.
Ask them, go ahead.
No, we got time. No, we got time. I was hanging out with Trista Crick on Sunday night in Las Vegas. She's gonna be with us coming up at 2 o'clock. Jason Jones, the final hour of the show.
Yeah, man.
I take one extra day off, and y'all try to burn the whole city down.
Well,
not true. Not true.
It just,
we've kind of been on that time.
It was a little organic. Just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just kind of happened. So, okay. I mean, I want to know what you think, though. I want to know what you think.
Okay.
We can get there. I mean, we could talk about. He's not my coach, but a team that I support, their coach gets the can.
Yeah. So that's the
just minutes ago.
That's the breaking news. In the last 20 some odd minutes or so, Tom Thibodeau was fired as the head coach of the New York Knicks. And I was telling the insiders a minute ago, I'd been thinking this morning about like a, you know, an idea that we can talk about later. But the idea about like, is change necessary? Like, do you have to make a change every offseason? The New York Knicks were in my mind a little bit, but more so I was thinking about Houston because I'm reading all this stuff about Giannis, and Giannis's name is out there pretty heavy right now. Obviously, there's stuff out there about Kevin Durant in Houston. That stuff is never going to go anywhere. And I was thinking specifically about Houston, and like, I think we can all agree Houston, they need a scorer, right? They need a go-to scorer. They need an impact scorer. They need a guy that they can go to in moments where they desperately need a basket. Sometimes their offense can be to a fault too slow. Mm-hmm. They've made their MO on the defensive end on being tough. You know, the Ime Udoka, you know, personality, they've done that. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, like, you know, what would Houston look like if all of these things we speculated on didn't happen and they just played together another year? And I do think that team has a shortcoming. I asked myself the same question about the New York Knicks. If the New York Knicks don't make a change, couldn't they just wind up right back here competing for a spot in the Eastern Conference Finals, competing for a spot in the NBA Finals? And I was thinking about that this morning. Mm-hmm. And without diving into rosters and contracts and aprons, my immediate thought was, yeah, New York could probably do it with no problem. Houston will be a little bit different, but New York could do it with no problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 25 minutes ago or whatever it was, we learned that Tom Thibodeau was fired. Now, we said when Mikal Bridges, we all agreed on this. When the Knicks acquired Mikal Bridges last year, it was for the purpose of dethroning the Boston Celtics. That acquisition was made after the Celtics won the title to get to that championship. And that team wasn't dismantling. That team wasn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. You knew if you were in the East and you wanted a chance to represent your conference and win an NBA championship, you were going to have to knock off the Boston Celtics. The New York Knicks put that roster together with the intention of knocking off the Boston Celtics. Clearly, they feel the roster they put together was good enough to beat the Boston Celtics, mm-hmm. and that there was a fault in it. And the fault, as of this morning, seems to be that of Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, and I was of the belief that the Knicks Tibbs deserved, I'll just say, deserved or earned the opportunity to be the head coach on opening night for the Knicks. He got them to the conference finals, place they hadn't been in 25 years, and he was able to get that done. And he may be on the hot seat. The leash may be short going into when you start next season, but at the very least, he should be able to start the season.
So I guess in credit, this is where I'll agree but disagree a little bit. If that's how Leon Rose and that group felt, just fire him.
Well,
I feel like you're setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up for Sacramento Kings level failure if you do that. Mm-hmm. That's not good for. It's not good for Tibbs. It's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
It's not good for your team if you go in there with all right, got a tight rope here.
Yeah,
I don't feel like that's good for anyone.
And that's fair, probably the right approach to have. I also felt like, hey, I was looking at Tibbs a little funny during this series specifically.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying these guys were the bench mob and super great, but if it wasn't for foul trouble, he would have never played Landry Shamet or DeLon Wright. And they got in and they didn't set the world on fire, but they also did their job. They were able to give you solid minutes where the game didn't get out of hand mm-hmm. while your stars caught their breath, got adequate rest. Thibs had no idea. He wasn't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He was just going to run these guys 39, 40 minutes and never play a Shamet or DeLon Wright. And it's like, yo, these guys are here. They can actually help out for a quick second. And you just weren't going to play him at all? Now I'm questioning you as a coach and being able to have the pulse of your team and the players on your roster. And some people joked about it at the time, but it might have like been in, been a fact or a good point. They said Jalen Brunson getting hurt with a month to go in the season might have actually helped him. Mm. It got him the rest he was never going to get if he was there the whole time and Tibbs had the ability to run him into the ground the way he does in a number of different players. And I just, with him, I'm not, I've never been somebody that's like, that's the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I know people don't like that, but you got your best players, you play them. You know what I mean? You play them. Mm-hmm. But if you do have an adequate bench or somebody like a Shamet or a DeLon Wright that can just hold it down for 4 minutes a half, mm-hmm. yeah, play them, man. Come on now. What are we doing? Like you don't have the foresight to say like, yeah, it's I can get this guy in for 4 minutes and we'll be okay. And that was a negative. That was a point against Tibbs for me when they talked about should he come back, should he be the coach next year. That ever since game three and seeing what those guys were able to do, that was a little eye-opening for me as an observer to see like, yo, does this guy really have a pulse on what it takes to go to another level?
Just because I've seen this name thrown around a bunch, I don't know if it's going to happen or whatever, but is Michael Malone like a clear better coach than Tibbs?
Scoop tweeted just minutes ago that Michael Malone and Lloyd Pierce are at the top of the New York Knicks list right now.
Perfect. So is Michael Malone like a clear better coach than Tibbs? Or do you think they're about the same? Because I think if you're the Knicks and you view Mike Malone as like an upgrade, then I don't hate this move at all.
Michael Malone has won a championship. Uh-huh. I mean, Tom Thibodeau, of course, was a part of the greatest championship ever won, as Jesse's very facts. Well aware of.
Never beat that starting five in a seven-game series.
That's what I've heard. still makes it bizarre that they traded Kendrick Perkins that offseason, but whatever. I guess we have to pick what's true here. What were the two? So Tibbs, okay, we've got that. What was the other big conversation coming out of the end of that series?
Towns.
Yeah. So is it Tibbs' fault? Towns is the player that he is? It's not like Cat got rough on the defensive end in New York. Like, Karl Anthony Towns played exactly as Karl Anthony Towns has played his entire career. Mm-hmm. Can these both be true? Can Tom Thibodeau be, this kind of falls on the shoulders of Tom Thibodeau. Karl Anthony Towns also stinks on defense. Are you trying to address, like, my guess is Karl Anthony Towns isn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like if you're, you know, to go back to the Michael Malone question, if you're Tom Thibodeau, you're working with what you have. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of coaching is being able to relate to players. Maybe Michael Malone is better at that than Tom Thibodeau is. Maybe Michael Malone is better at understanding different types of offenses from the opponent than Tom Thibodeau is, which, I mean, Tibbs is a defensive coach, so I don't even know if, like, that's accurate. Mm-hmm. But maybe he's better at understanding roster personnel. I'm not really sure. But Michael Malone seems to be, at least early reports, high on their list.
I think they're about even. I think they're about the same. We talked about this, was it in the middle of the Boston series? When I talked about I had my ear to the street, mm-hmm. and they were already mm-hmm. talking mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
oh, Mike Malone might be next.
Yeah.
And then I was probably late to the discussion on that one, so they probably been talking about this since Malone's firing, at least. Tibbs, that's a guy that, was it last year when it was like...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We might be days away from his firing in the middle of the season. And then they start cooking.
Tom Thibodeau?
Yeah.
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 So it feels like it's always been on the verge.
I mean, Michael Malone had those moments too, though.
He did. He did. Budenholzer had it in Milwaukee and all this. Yeah. So, yeah, to answer Jesse's question, I think they're about the same. And sometimes when you move on from a coach, it's also about a different voice in there. Maybe some guys that had tapped out on Thibs, and that's just the nature of the beast. He does. I mean, this goes back to something we said before, or I can bring it up when we come back to it, because it's maybe a little longer discussion.
We'll talk more about Tom Thibodeau is out in New York. We'll talk about why Kenny decided to burn the show down while I was in Las Vegas.
Not true.
And the standard for tours has been set, by the way. We'll explain when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Boy, this one lit Allegiant Stadium on fire. Nah, literally. That beat hits, and you would have thought Kane was coming out. Like, fire shooting up out of the stage. Oh, my God, man. That GNX tour was the one.
It looks fantastic.
That
it
was the one. Fantastic. This is the gold standard for how stadium shows should be done. Give me two headliners who intertwined for nearly 3 hours the way that those two did. It was phenomenal.
It looked, I mean, between the Oracle Park one and the Vegas show, the clips I seen, it looked fantastic.
Vegas was sold out. I knew Vegas was going to be a unique crowd because, like, I knew, like, I had gotten, like I told you, my algorithm, I'm a Kendrick fan, is flooded with clips of the concert. So I'm seeing Atlanta go crazy for, like, family ties, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying, which they did in Vegas too. That was one of the biggest songs. That's one of the songs that got the biggest pop. But I wasn't sure how like Vegas was going to look for this show. It's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Sold out. I'll say it every time I go there. That stadium is flawless, absolutely beautiful. Shout out, saw Marshawn Lynch,
hey, Beast Mode,
Flavor Flav, and like all of the Raiders. Go. Okay.
Max Crosby was there? I know he was there.
Not sure I saw him.
Oh. Well, he. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. He might have been. It was.
I
all
just
in
thought
there.
About. Yeah, I thought he'd be there though.
It was all in the win club though. It was a very unique crowd. The Damn Tour in 2016 was the first hip hop show I went to where I was like, okay, the game is different. Mm-hmm. Like hip hop is different, and I don't mean this like there were a lot of white kids there in the Damn Tour in Sacramento, mm-hmm. 9 years ago. The people who are in Vegas, they're just 9 years older. It was just the same. It was the same type of crowd. But it was fire. The two things that stood out to me the most were Kendrick is unapologetic to his creative process. The show starts. So for those who don't know, or, you know, maybe you're not tapped into things like this, Kendrick Lamar and SZA are two arena headliners. Mm-hmm. I think Kendrick could do a stadium, but doing a stadium with SZA is easy work, and they have done it across the country. But Kendrick is the one. Like, Kendrick announced this tour. He is essentially the one who made this the Kendrick Lamar and SZA tour. It was it's the Grand National Tour. It's GNX. It's his album. Mm-hmm. For him to be the first one to come out, I think speaks to his lack of ego in all of this. He comes out first, and he does. He starts with "Whacked Out Murals," which is the first song on GNX, and then he hits some of the heavy hitters like "Squabble Up." He actually ends with the first part of "TV Off." Mm. So "TV Off" comes on, everybody goes crazy. He does half of it right to the breakdown that leads to the first "Mustard Yo."
Yeah,
he stops there. And then 30 for 30 hits, and SZA comes up, and SZA starts her. They do that song together, and then Kendrick disappears, and SZA goes for a little bit. So there's a couple of moments where videos handle the transitions. Mm-hmm. So there was no, like, Kendrick and SZA transition between the next sets. A video starts. It's one of Kendrick's deposition videos, and then he goes into Euphoria, and then he starts reeling off, like, smash after smash after smash.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was the first one out at like 8:30, I thought, man, spoke to, one, his lack of ego, but two, his creative process, because Whacked Out Mural starts the show and Gloria ends it. Gloria is the last song on the GNX album. Obviously, it makes the most sense to end with SZA. Mm-hmm. They didn't end with Luther. Luther and Gloria were the encore record. So after he did Not Like Us, he disappears, the car comes back up, and they do those two records. Mm-hmm. All of the stars went crazy. He could have ended with that.
That's one of the greats.
But he ended with the last song on his album, which people probably don't know the way that they know Luther or TV Off or certainly Not Like Us. And I thought that just spoke to him being unapologetic to his process, that he felt it needed to start and end the same exact way his album did. Mm. Phenomenal show.
He should have ended with All the Stars. I understand. It would have
been incredible.
Saying.
No, it would have been incredible.
Those two together.
No, the truth is, he probably should have ended with Luther. They went crazy.
Probably.
They went crazy for Luther. All of the Stars makes more sense.
Yeah, All the Stars
upbeat.
Is an ending. To me, it's an yeah, no, it's a absolutely. Goodbye track. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, no. Nah,
you can't go wrong with any one of those three. Like, whether it's trusting the process of the album, Luther because it's such a smash, or All the Stars because it's you can't go wrong.
Yeah, no,
there's no wrong answer in my opinion.
It was an incredible performance. Kendrick is really incredible in person. Like, he doesn't rap with his vocals underneath him. He'll have accentuating vocals but not his underneath him. And there's a lot of, like, if you saw the Super Bowl performance, there's a lot of that in it. A lot of the choreography is similar to what you saw, like, on Peekaboo, mm-hmm. And some of the tracks from that show. Same with 30 for 30. All the Stars, mm-hmm. And Luther. Just really, really great stuff.
Yeah, the visuals that I saw from Oracle Park and the people listening to the show, surrounding the stadium. That was pretty dope. Like yeah, they were on
that
the,
was crazy.
The walk in between the stadium and McCovey Cove. Mm-hmm. They were on the other side of McCovey Cove, sitting there just listening. That was fire, man. And then I saw clips from Vegas where it was just movie status, man.
Yeah, Doja Cat showed up.
Doja.
Yeah, Doja showed up. I didn't recognize her at first.
Yeah.
Like she comes up through the stage and the crowd's going nuts. Mm-hmm. And then the song starts. And Katie and I looked at each other like, is that Doja Cat? And they went into Kiss Me More, which was just like, it was such an unexpected surprise. It tore the, like, day went nuts when Doja came up through the stage.
Man.
And at the age of 59, Janet Jackson is still one of the greatest performers I've ever seen. Man.
Come on.
Did not lip sync one track. Did not mail it in. Like, some people we've seen recently in Sacramento, like she went a solid 2 hours, maybe a bit under 2 hours, no breaks, couple of costume changes, mm-hmm. Managed to get all of the hits in there. Like Janet was phenomenal. Still phenomenal.
I bet she was even better in that setting that you saw because she was great at the Golden One Center, but that was a tour. Like maybe, you know, maybe there's some fatigue during the tour, but when you got... You know, more intimate setting, and you've got time to in between performances. What I mean, like days in between performances, to rev back up. I bet she was special because she was sensational at the Golden One Center. I remember watching. I was like, it took her maybe 20 minutes to get warmed up, but when she started going, I was like, oh yeah, this is one of the greats. This is one of the great between dancing and singing. So I could imagine the way you saw. Where'd you see her at again?
It's called Resorts World. Okay. It's a new, I guess it's a Hilton casino, but it's a new spot out there. Really nice venue. Beautiful, actually. And it's funny, like Katie asked me, she was like, what if she does what Mary did? I was like, you won't do that in Vegas. You're not going to burn a bridge in Las Vegas. So she was, that Friday show was originally her second to last. Because she was going to do Saturday night, and then that was it. So she did Saturday night, and like 2 days before we left, they announced another run like in September. So Vegas, you can't burn because they'll keep asking you back. And that was another sold out show. Like, they was there to see her. Yeah. Asia was there.
Shout out Asia. I saw this. I saw the Aces were at home. I wondered if you about going to go see it. Because Friday was, I know you were busy, but it was Kelsey Plum came back. It was that game, Sparks, the Aces. I was like, oh, it probably don't match up with his schedule, but I wonder if he looked into going to.
Now, I don't know if Asia was at the show or if she was just like wandering around. Because that's where she was like towards the back. And I'm not sure if she walked in super late because I think she was there because
what was that? That was Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday, because there was videos of her there on Saturday because she had like a red outfit on in the video. I was like, well, that's not what she had on last night. I wonder if they just pulled up. Then I started like looking around like, who else is here? Like, oh, let's get out of here. But Janet at 59 is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
One of the goats, man. The goats.
Yeah, man. So while I was away, having a blast, saw Hamilton live for the first time. What an incredible show that is. Spent some time with Trista Crick on Sunday night. Excited to talk about that. I see a tweet that I get tagged in that says Kenny had an epiphany.
Well.
And then I get these alerts whenever something on YouTube gets published. It says it's time for the Sacramento Kings to trade DeMontis Sabonis. Okay. All right. So I see another alert this morning as I'm getting ready to come in from the insiders that says trading DeMontis Sabonis signals a full rebuild or something like that. Then I started thinking, what did I miss? I clearly missed something while I was away. Yeah. Did Shams tweet something? Chris Haynes briefs? Something? Yeah. No. Just Kenny.
My thoughts.
Now, let me remind everyone. Kenny wasn't here. I once asked Domantas Sabonis to shoot the ball two more times per game.
Mm.
Not only did I get cussed out for that by virtually the entire Chatty House.
He did.
This dude came back the next day. And when he says, hey, what went on yesterday? I said, well, I got roughed up a little bit for asking Domas to shoot two more times. This guy piles on.
Wait a minute. Pile, that's a little aggressive.
Hey, don't do that. Piles hey, on get is a little tape. Aggressive. Don't do that.
I don't know if I piled on. I said, well, hold on.
You
brother.
Saw me getting jumped, realized the numbers were not in our favor, and started throwing punches.
That is true. He did go down
well,
that way.
Pile on is a little aggressive.
I leave one day and come back, and this dude's big epiphany is that the guy he jumped me for saying he should shoot two more times a game should be traded.
Now, context matters, and I wish you'd tell the whole story.
Kind of the same thing.
I just had to find a way.
I got you.
I could tell, well, context matters. I had to get the line.
It was a glorious 4 days without impressions. It was amazing.
Welcome back. So, a little context to my thoughts on Domas needing to be moved. I explained it yesterday, but I'll explain it to you as well.
Engagement farmer, is that what they called me when we broke the deer box story?
Kenny's preaching to the choir over here.
What happened was I was driving back from Tracy on Saturday night. Shout out to my nephew, Kevin, graduating. We were driving back from Tracy. Just finished watching the Pacers and the Knicks. And I was like, man, all right. They're good. Pacers, they turned that around real quick. They did a great job. Knicks, they did it. And how could the Kings get there? And I was just trying to figure out what was going on and how to do it. And then, like I said, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, wait a minute, who's the Kings' best player? And I said, they probably would say it's Domantas Sabonis. It's like, well, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That is not going to work. If he's your best player, it's just not going to work. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be on your team. And you'd be like, he can help a good team. I believe that. And I believe everything about him that we've been saying for 2-3 years. I think he's one of the best centers in the league, one of the best players in the league, for sure. I don't think he's bad by any means. But if he's your best player, you're in a bad way as an organization. So it's like, how are you going to get somebody in here that's better? Like Jesse had been talking about, there's really no path to that without moving on from LaVine or Domas. And here's the other thing that we talked about, I think on Friday, that I mentioned yesterday. I think Domas is a lot closer to being untradeable than people realize
mm-hmm.
and than people think.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's closer to Zach LaVine than people want to believe
mm-hmm.
at 43, 46, and 49 left on like what he brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But people were telling me I was wrong. I think I don't want to say stuck with him, but I think you're stuck with him. But people told me I was wrong. There is a market for Domas. So all I said was, if there is
and a... And by people, you mean James.
James, Chatty House, Jesse.
Okay.
If there is a market for Domas, Scott Perry needs to be on the phone with all of those teams right now. Right now. Talk to them. See what they got. I want a point guard back in return. I floated a LaMelo Ball deal, which... You probably got to get somebody, another team involved because I don't know what Charlotte would want to do with Domantas Sabonis. There's risk involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LaMelo's got red flags, but I take a chance. I take a chance on LaMelo Ball. But more importantly, I need that point guard that I believe is a top 15 or better point guard in this league. And that's how I would do it. But I'm ready.
Is the idea your center in this situation is Jonas Valanciunas?
I mean, it can be. I don't necessarily.
I mean, he's a start. We've said this at nauseam. He's a starting caliber center in the league. He started virtually his entire career.
He is, but I don't want him to be the starting center.
Okay.
I would go get a – I said it last night.
Get Mark Williams in the trade.
No, I did, well, got on that trade machine and it works.
Oh, great.
It works.
Oh, I guess if the trade machine
– Well, it works.
We knew you'd hate it.
So you guys – so is this what you guys do? Like when I leave, you just go, what does D'Lo hate? Let's do that while he's not here because we don't say that.
Yeah. It just happens.
Okay, great.
Literally, yeah. Like I was apologizing to you on Friday for Dusty Baker coming in. I looked at the guy. I was like, this isn't even on purpose.
But my thought was I wouldn't want Valanciunas to be the starter. I would – because there were times – while he played well in moments last year when Domas was out, there were also other times when he kind of got played off the floor. I don't think he's a starting caliber center for a good team at this point in his career. So I would get somebody – like I said, I think this guy – I'm just throwing out a name, but it would probably be somebody a little lesser than this, like an Andre Drummond type guy, like way cheaper than Andre Drummond, but serviceable, protect the rim, rebound, like almost I guess Mitchell Robinson type guy. Someone like that. That's what I would be looking for that would be inexpensive to start and just kind of fill that role at center. But I want a point guard. Preferably a young point guard.
We're out on picks and role players. I guess more so like two first round
picks.
Not
for Domas.
No rebuild.
Not for Domas.
No, and that's the other thing. People looked at that as like trading Domas is the start of a rebuild. I don't – like, so two things can't be true. I said this with James yesterday. You can't think Domas has all this value. And James was talking about this is a guy that you build around. You can't think that that's who he is and then at the same time think that you're not going to get one of those guys back in return. Does that make sense? Like if he's what you say
does,
is, I don't think he is.
But how often does stuff like that happen? Like you have Julius and Kat, right? Mm-hmm. Like that there aren't a lot of trades
Domas
that are like
and Halliburton. You should be able to get.
That's not what it was though.
But
like we're rewriting history a little bit.
But
like Ty was the young guy.
He was all right, and the contracts don't work with that. But he was an all rookie selection. You think you can get an all rookie guy for Domas? I say no.
Yeah, you did.
Well, no. I mean today. Oh. This year's all rookie team.
Why not? He's just as good as he was a few years ago, no?
I don't.
I had a couple of all NBA teams, actually.
I'll put it to you like this. All those teams that have all rookie, I wouldn't trade Domas for him. For one of those guys.
But we know Domas. Like we know Domas as a top two player out here, like doesn't work. We know it looks awful in the playoffs and all that. But like Domas elsewhere as the third guy, I think works. Like Domas isn't he's not Zach LaVine. Like Zach LaVine, you have to touch a first round pick or take something on, or someone's owner's gotta love him to get him. But like
that was a shot.
With Domas, yeah, it was. With Domas, like there's ability, like there's something there for the rest of the league, I feel.
The Spurs, who he would do really well on. The Spurs trading Stephon Castle for DeMontis Sabonis?
No.
No, you're not making that move for the Spurs, but like, yeah, the Spurs, no, because you can go with Giannis
Memphis,
if you want.
Memphis trading Jalen Wells for Sabonis?
I don't
know. They might, but yeah, I don't know what Memphis would be doing.
Would they trade Zach Edey for Sabonis?
Yeah, I think so.
You have the money, like if you want to make, if you think, yeah.
I don't think so. Like that's the problem. I'm trading 40.
Well, no, I hear
like,
you.
No, in a vacuum, as Kyle likes to say, which is great. Yes, Sabonis is a way better player. He's a hell of a ball player. I'm not giving him 43, 46, and 49, and I still got to pay Jaren Jackson. I still got to pay John Morant.
Well, you've been saying for weeks they can't pay Jaren Jackson.
Oh, by the way, we talked to Anthony Sane on Friday. Let's just forget the Ja thing. Ja's not going nowhere. Okay. We talked to the streets of Memphis. Ja not going.
I think I saw something. I think I saw a short get published that said Ja Morant's not being traded to Sacramento or something like that.
No.
And knowing who you were talking to that day, I was like, yeah, that's. I don't know this, but I've been following Anthony long enough to kind of figure this out. Mm-hmm. If he says no, it's like it's maybe. If Chris Haynes says something about Dame Lillard, it's like 10 out of 10. Chris is not going to be wrong.
Right.
If Anthony's saying something about Ja, it's probably 9.2 out of 10. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be wrong.
No. Anthony got to tap in with us too, man. And big wrestling fan too. We talk wrestling for a minute.
Okay.
So yeah, we're going to tap in with that, man. Just on hoop stuff in general.
Okay. I'm with that.
Risha Say, the Hawks going to give that up in a trade for Sabonis?
Yeah, I think that they would, but I don't know why. I don't know what direction the Hawks are going. I don't know what they're, I'm trying, like, who's acquiring Domas right now? Like, is it someone who is 5, 6, 7, 8 and we have a great roster that'll complement Domantas Sabonis, or Domantas Sabonis will complement our roster? Mm-hmm. Is it a, and I think that's where maybe like the Warriors fit in. There's like conversations about that.
Trista's going to be on later. We can ask her, but does Portland work in this scenario?
Oh, God. So there's another one. Portland, like, is there a team in the 10, 11, 12 or lower range that feels like they're, you know, maybe a good size piece in Domas, and then, you know, a couple smaller role pieces around him that feel like they can go from 10, 11, 12, 13 mm-hmm. to 6, 7, 8.
So that's actually a good one, too, and Tristan will answer the question. You think Portland would trade Shaedon Sharpe for Domantas Sabonis?
No. Well, no, but like
that's what we're talking about, though, when I said Halliburton and, like, these guys. Like, I think Portland would give us Jeremy Grant and Anfernee Simons. But if that's what you're getting in return, then you're not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of these, back to the King side, he's not one of these guys you build around.
But what the Kings are looking for too, like, I'll say it to him blue in the face, I guess, like, you trade Domas to start your rebuild. Like, yeah, this whole, like, and if you're trying to win now, honestly, you probably don't even trade Domas. Like, you, if the whole goal is like, yeah, we still want to win, we want to build up, like, you probably don't even trade Domas at that point.
Let's come to a consensus really quick then. What is a rebuild?
What's that? Now you're adding picks. I'd say the deal that's been stuck on my mind, being kidding, you talked about 2 weeks or whatever, is like the Nick Claxton and insert Nets role player for two first round picks for Domas.
But it
also have to be the Nets, but something like that.
So Domas is gone, but also in this situation of a rebuild, DeMar is gone. Right? Okay, because, I mean, it's almost a foregone conclusion. DeMar's not here.
Yeah.
And is Keegan?
You could keep Keegan around. He's young enough to where, like, he's something you can, like, add and keep around, build around.
And I assume Zach is.
Yeah.
So, we're going to bury our first-year head coach, Doug Christie, in this scenario.
To me, Doug is here. Like, I'm not, like, Doug should be here, like, minimum 3 years, like, no matter what, him and Scott work through whatever it is. Like, Doug should not be here with an ultimatum already in year one. For me, at least.
So this goes back to the conundrum that I have, or that I present to you, to these people. Number one, I'm not trading Domas to blow it up. I'm trading him.
I hear you.
To get a player that can help you right now. But
I don't know that LaMelo is it, though.
That's fair. That's fair. Like, they're... Maybe
he is, but I'm struggling with LaMelo on this team without Domas.
Right. We talked about Trae Young. Like, there could be variances to who that person is. I'm willing to take a chance on LaMelo, but I understand all the red flags.
Yeah.
But we're getting back to, I don't think he's as tradable as people think he is.
No, I hear you. Like, yeah, we've talked. I hear you.
I just don't think he is.
I think he is if you're trading him for the right things. Like, you're not, like, I don't think you're trading him for LaMelo. I think it's a bad deal on the Kings' part.
You even think somebody giving you 3 first-round picks for DeMontis?
I said two.
I think they'll do two.
Two?
Yeah, I said two. I think you can get two out of Domas.
You think so? Four Domas. And only a certain amount of people can get these players. But they'd rather give you two for Domas instead of two for Cat. If he was available, like, there's the market is going to be where those other people
might have just changed. We'll come back. Hold on. We'll come back. Okay. Can't leave for one day. Man.
You know this, but you choose to still. You know how it's going to go.
I do. It's like being upset at a 4-year-old for drawing on something over and over and over and over again.
Hey,
like,
you had me, Kenny, the crayons. It's good. Wall's going to be drawn on.
That's it. At some point, it's my fault. And I get that. I understand. It's D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320. So, there's no need to do, like, when you were sleeping, like, when I was away. This is all old news.
While you were sleeping.
No one cares.
It fits.
But there's one thing that I've been dying to say about the final NBA on TNT broadcast.
Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts? Yeah, I think I was the bad guy yesterday.
Yeah, let's go on.
No, it's a very simplistic thought. Oh, like, I'm genuine. Like, what were you two? Because it's a very simple observation.
Yeah,
like,
say your thought. Yeah.
Shaq screwed it up. Sit your big ass down and shut the hell up. Ernie gave this, heartfelt, hey, right, before we leave, guys, drop, no, shut up. Shut the F up. Let the man do his job. He's looking into the camera. It's the moment everybody wanted, but your big ass had to have the last word. Shut up.
He did mess that up.
God damn.
I thought about that in
the whole clip. Ruined the whole moment. Oh, everybody drop the mic. No, Ernie did, dummy. You were so hell-bent on getting your stuff off, you wouldn't shut up. Literally ruined the moment. God damn,
I thought about that when it happened, too. I was like, oh.
I was so agitated when I saw that.
What are you doing?
I was like, are you serious?
I saw that, too.
Hey, before we leave. Oh. Everybody drop the mic. All right, man. That's something you talk about before the show. Say it in the production meeting, man.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Dummy.
We were talking yesterday about how much you hate that show.
I don't hate that show.
I enjoy it.
I don't hate that show at all. It's a great show.
Uh-huh.
My only argument is the idea of it. I thought the response to it ending was too much. Mm. It's a great show. Mm. It's ingrained in the culture of NBA basketball. Mm. I'm thrilled it's continuing. I would have been perfectly okay had it ended. I think the thing... I don't know. There's always going to be elements to the show I don't like.
Yeah.
But the show's fantastic. And I'm happy as long as it's, and by all accounts it is, as long as it's in its current form, great. I just wasn't sad that it was ending. It was like Arco blowing up all over again.
Well, this is something that I did think about just over the weekend and thinking about, like, because we had mentioned this before, how people were like, so sad that it's ending. And I know you talked about it can go if it wants to. Mm-hmm. It is the greatest sports show of all time. It's the best.
Sure.
And
I put PTI up there, but sure.
PTI is up there. This is the best. And maybe it's recency bias because I went through the thread of the great moments and it doesn't stop. The clips, the comedies, like it's the best. And I understand people being sentimental and reflective over the best show ever leaving, potentially. Like I get it. It may even be time for it to go. That's a separate conversation. But seeing the best of anything go, you get reflective and be like, I'm gonna miss it and all this other stuff. That's the best show of all time. There hasn't been PTI might be the only one that can lay claim to even being close. Ironically, they're the one that like always comes in second with the Emmys, with the two inside the NBA. Yeah. But that's the best show of all time. I don't think it's close.
Shaq would learn how to speak up in production meetings. Let's ask him when he comes visit Sac State. Have you ever been to a production meeting before?
At the DJ Diesel. Show.
Diesel. Let's get Leezy in here. 916-909-1320.
Leezy pulled up on a Monday.
Oh, Monday Leezy.
Yeah, Monday right. Leezy pulled up on us. That was crazy.
What's up, Leezy?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Elo? Case, what's popping, guys? Hey, Casey, ain't it crazy? We were just talking about Tibbs yesterday, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's wild. But hey, anyways, D-Lo, I definitely agree with you, man. Shaq kind of ruined that moment. For me, Shaq kind of ruins the show a lot. He doesn't really add much to it. But anyways, that's not why I called. I just wanted to call in and give you guys some quick scenarios. I'm definitely not trying to be Javier right now. But I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think would be the best route if the Kings went young and tried to trade for a guy like Jeremiah Fears, a win-now player like LaMelo, or just get a veteran and kind of just wait for the right moment and get a guy like Westbrook? What do you think would be the best like move for the Kings, basically?
I mean,
Westbrook's not the move for them. Like that move can be made like by itself.
Yeah.
Like Westbrook is, I don't think Westbrook is commanding a big market or a massive salary next year. Like that's a move that you can make like on its own. Mm.
I mean,
I don't know. Like I'm.
The best move would be somebody like Jeremiah Fears because that means you somehow traded for a top five pick.
Yeah.
So I would take him, but that also means you'd be throwing this rookie into this weird situation of trying to win. / rebuild, all this other stuff, and that could be problematic. Maybe the best move is somebody like LaMelo or Trae Young. I take that back. Maybe that's the best move, all things considered.
Let's get E-Biz here real quick. E-Biz gave us a record-breaking 10 seconds. I got you, dude. I told him to call back at 12:45 because I feel like I know what he wants to talk about. Yeah. I was supposed to link with E-Biz and
I was about to say, did you see him?
We didn't. We tried, but getting to Allegiant is a monster.
Mm.
Like, Vegas is already difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But when you stay, like, on the other side of the strip, getting there can be difficult. So me and E-Bit, we're like, yo, let's. I'm familiar. There's an Uber drop-off area. There's a rideshare drop-off area. Let's meet up there, you know, around, 50, 55, whatever. So he's texting me like, man, I think my Uber driver doesn't speak very good English. I think they're lost. Like, and I'm texting him. I was like, yeah, traffic is crazy. Like, just like hit me up when you get there. Like, we're just battling through it. Like, we're on our way. While all this is happening, this might have been one of the funniest moments of the weekend. I cannot express how much fun I have with Katie.
Uh-huh.
Katie is like an improv comedian. So we're sitting here and I see this guy. We are stuck in traffic at Allegiant Stadium or on our way to Allegiant Stadium, but you can see it. Like it's in front of you. Vegas is an optical illusion. It looks close.
Allegiant's hella far.
It is not close.
From where, you know, being on the strip.
But we're on this straightaway. Like you, the stadium's there. Like you, but remember, stadium.
Yeah.
So I see this family. I'll label them. I'm not sure, but this is what it looked like. A guy, the wife, and the kid, maybe 12, 13.
Okay.
The guy is clearly furious that they are stuck in traffic. And he starts, like, walking. And he has a walk like he is pissed. Poor kid is, like, in the middle. And mom, she's in the back. She's got her Mamba football jersey on, her 24, and she's just walking along. So for the next 5 minutes, we created a scenario as to what was happening with this family about how the guy wanted to leave early because he really wanted to see Mustard, but the wife wasn't ready on time, and the kid is just caught in the middle. And the longer they walked, the further apart they got. This guy was walking, and we're still in the car.
Yeah.
Because there was a moment where it was like, should we walk? I'm like, nah, let's just see through this. The stadium wasn't even close. The stadium was so far. I cannot imagine how long this family was walking. So we finally get there, and it's probably less than 10 minutes after we started seeing them. It's just, you know, 10 minutes feels different when you see your destination in front of you. And all I could think about was, when did that family get here? And how much trouble is that guy in with his wife for making his wife walk that? And mind you, it's 104 outside.
Ooh.
Like, it is legit heat
outside.
And he's got that walk like he's mad. Yeah, I got news.
Crosses 2-6.
There's no way my man got there in time to see Mustard.
Crosses 2-6. The show started at what time?
Mustard went on at 7.
Okay.
So he
probably the move.
He went on a little after 7.
My thought would be the move would probably have been to go, if it starts at 7, plan on getting to, I would say, the MGM or New York. At about 4 or 5, go eat, have a drink if you're without the kids or whatever, do whatever. And then, because I haven't been there specifically, so I don't know if logistically this works out, but then that's when you do the walkway to there.
So that works. In hindsight, what we should have done, me, Katie, and Trista ate at the Mandalay Bay on Sunday because we went to Michael Jackson, which is at the Mandalay Bay that night. In hindsight, we probably should have eaten there Saturday, and we could have walked across. We ate somewhere. I don't remember what the hotel was. We ate somewhere closer to the Bellagio.
Okay.
So
wherever it was,
which
it was
is
rich.
Like right in the middle.
It was rare. No, don't try to skate the allegations. Don't try. We saw the Instagram stories. It was one of the richest weekends I've seen in a long time. Don't even try to say anything crazy, bro. For real.
You're using the wrong word. It was one of the brokest weekends of all time. Because
it was rich.
I don't have no money left. We ate so good. And there was a moment like after that, we had our Saturday food, man. We had a brunch at the Bellagio, which was just phenomenal. It was at Lago, like right there. The water show didn't start that early, so you could catch like one water show per hour. But that food, we ate. I mean, like 10 out of 10 every place we ate.
We
it was phenomenal. The place the three of us ate on Sunday, strip steak at Mandalay Bay, was just perfect. And you could save so much money if you didn't drink. Like every single drink is $20 to $30. If you just eliminated that, you're saving $100-something. And then
but why would you go to Vegas and not drink?
Oh yeah,
I mean, drink alcohol.
We had a great weekend, man.
Yeah.
It is. I cannot like I have so much fun with Katie. She is just one of the, she's the dopest person. And her and Trista being together.
You and me both.
I dream. Okay.
You and me both.
Well, read it so the people on the radio.
I didn't even put it up there to read it, but we can read it on the radio. Will, Dodgers fan, that's problematic.
Shout out Will. No, he's
but
fine.
He says, I dream of having a Vegas trip like D'Lo had. Don't we all?
It was an amazing trip.
Don't we all? Very rich.
It was an amazing trip. Amazing, amazing trip.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.